St. Johns County primary winner in the race for Sheriff Rob Hardwick. He's been able to pull away from a raucous celebration with supporters. I know everyone has been wearing masks and physically distancing. Rob, first off, congratulations on the primary victory. And I know you do face a challenger writing candidate in November, but for all intents and purposes, sheriff-elect in St. Johns County. How big of a deal is this for you and your supporters?
I tell you what, my supporters and my staff have been amazing, and it's all about teamwork and doing this together. You know, it's a team. So it's been humbling. It's been overwhelming. It's a truly blessing, and I can't wait to be the St. Johns County next sheriff of St. Johns County. Just excited.
As you were through the county and you continue to see growth in areas through North St. Johns County and new communities that are coming on and diversity continuing to come into St. Johns County as well, what things did you learn during this primary?
I'm going to tell you what, Rich, we have met some phenomenal people in how much, you know, people are invested in this community, and it shows you how much support we had in St. Johns County. So we've learned so much. With that being said, it doesn't stop here. It's all about community partnerships and teaming up with the faith-based community and, you know, our HOAs and our COAs and our communities and just making this the best place to live, work, and play and raise families.
Is there room for ideas that your challenger who brought to the table, Chris Strickland? I saw a lot through some of the precincts around for early voting, signs around body cameras. Over the last several weeks, we have seen demonstrations from Black Lives Matter groups and others. Is there room at the table for the diversity of ideas in your administration going forward?
You know, always, Rich, we're always open to ideas and what will actually make the agency better and what will protect our men and women that we work for. So with that being said, we're always open to modern technology, any type of technology that, again, protects our community, protects our men and women. So I'm always open for recommendations, suggestions, not from just our law enforcement, you know, men and women that work in our agency, but from the community as well and our law enforcement agency partners.
How important is it for you, Rob, to see consistency from Sheriff Shore's administration and his 16 years of leadership and with the experience that you have from St. Augustine working with him within the ranks of the sheriff's office? Do you anticipate abrupt changes of any kind or really business as usual with some new ideas?
No, you know what, Rich, you know, this was the biggest goal was to get by tonight and win this Republican primary. And then now I can sit down and go through a game plan that's going to be the best for St. Johns County residents and the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office. There'll definitely be some movement just based on my leadership style. And I'm putting the right people in the right place to make the agency most efficient.
What is that style?
Oh, that style is my personal style, whether it comes from my military and combat experience. In my leadership experience and the experience I've learned through coaching. So putting everything that I have together and putting the right people in the right place to, you know, make sure the agency is the best agency in the state of Florida.
Being a coach these days certainly is different as we're all in a physically and socially distanced environment as you approach
Sure.
leadership within a law enforcement standpoint. How has the sheriff's office performed and even St. Augustine's department with the COVID-19 pandemic among the ranks?
Well, you know, I think we've done a great job. You know, first of all, we kept the numbers down with the COVID-19. We have not stopped our calls for service. We have not stopped what we're doing in St. Johns County. Our crime is still low in St. Johns County. So with that being said, you know, with our profession, we kind of have to move on and we have to drive on. And with that, protect our men and women with the best PPE we have and provide that for them and also to educate them on the CDC guidelines and regulations. So and I've got a lot of bag noise behind me, so I'm going to probably get off the phone here in a minute, Rich.
It's no sweat. I know you've got a busy night ahead of you, and we appreciate you carving out a few minutes here. Thank you very much for the time.
Thanks.
Rob Hardwick,
yes,
he's the winner of the primary in the St. Johns County race for sheriff, and we certainly appreciate his time this evening on 104.5 WOKV.